Okay, so if you ever get the feeling, oh my God, I hate my website, I wish I had a new one, and I have no idea where to start, yo, we got you. Just listen in.
Hey, Softpreneur, there is magic happening right now because you're here with us and we are well met. We are Alisa Joachim and Don Petrin, and we help the wellness industry's most disruptive thought leaders express their essence louder and prouder to create more profitability and possibility. And today it is your turn. Let's go.
Let's go.
In this episode, we get real about why you probably don't like your website, like probably 99.999% of business owners, and what you can do about it to create an aligned, authentic website that you really enjoy. And not only that, a site that emanates from your essence, like a hearth or the heart of your business, a place that you own, a place where you can have agency and sovereignty about how people experience you, and a place where visitors can become customers. Hey, internet friends, we are excited because today we are talking about something that is very close to our hearts and minds, and that is the wild world of creating a website. We've been talking about this for a while, and actually, All Connected Agency creates websites. We do branding and websites, and it's one of our absolutely favorite things to do in the world. And we were talking to Chris Orzechowski about this, shout out, because about how basically everybody hates their website. Whether you're just starting out or you've got a huge business, websites can often be a headache and really annoying, uncomfortable, hard to change, hard to design, hard to get it just right. And so we thought we would sit down. This is actually going to be a series. So welcome. Thanks so much for joining us, everyone. And we're going to get into, you know, today we're going to get into the problems and the challenges that business owners face when it comes to creating a website, and not just a website so it's up, but a website that you love that really expresses who you are and what you're about and your message and is functional and is beautiful. So we see you if you are struggling with the website woes. And yeah, that's where we'll start. And we're going to hold space for, you know, how to create a website that you feel really, really good about. But not only that, a website that also works, that converts your ideal clients and customers, and that they feel seen by too.
Yeah. Thank you, Alisa. If you are feeling like you hate your website, or you don't want to write your website, or you're struggling with it anyway, feel you so deeply. Before the All Connected website, I never really had one. I slapped one up. I did a tutorial Tuesday for copy hackers in 2020 on quizzes. And I was just like, oh shoot, people are going to see me on the internet. I need a website. And so actually that's the one that's still on donpetrin.ca, unfortunately. So it says like, I'm not taking on new clients right now. And that's a lie. I actually am. And then there's a wait list that doesn't go anywhere. So it's sort of like that peddler's children have no shoes sort of game. Peddlers, cobbler's children have no shoes, except for I am both the cobbler and the child in this analogy, because I still struggle with these things. And this is why I think I love so much helping other people get their websites online, because my heart, yeah, really, really feels it. So today's episode, we're really going to talk about maybe the reasons you don't love your website. I will give you a little bit of homework to help you move forward in it. And then over the next 3 or 4 weeks, we're actually going to go deep, but in short episodes for us anyway. But we're going to go deep into some things you can do to make your website much easier to write and design. And full disclosure, we also are putting on a Easy AF website workshop. So if you're like, yeah, I love it if Don and Alisa and their design team could write on my website, but I am not ready to invest in the, you know, couple tens of thousands that it costs to get everything done for you, you can totally join us in our very affordable, very supportive Easy AF website workshop that has design templates, copy templates, tons of bingeable videos on everything that you need to know, as well as like implementation support and a community. Having said all of that, let's talk about why you might hate your website. And Elisa, do you want to start us off on, we had a sales call with someone and we actually like didn't really want to. We loved him. He seemed really cool, but we didn't actually want to support him on redoing his website because it was like so massive. Do you want to talk about that a little bit, Elisa?
Sure. Yeah. We like to call this the website that is so like expansive and messy and all over the place that it's like the insight and index needs an index kind of thing. It's just like, and I think a lot of business owners who've been around for a while and they're pretty big with content or they've had a lot of offers, they might have a website that has like six different brands colors going on and lots, so many landing pages. That's it, that it's insane. And actually I used to work with a branding firm back in the day. And it was like, they had this WordPress that was so challenging to manage. And the redesign of the website, like keeping, I think it was, it must have been a WordPress site. It was just like keeping that site was also like, it was just a nightmare for like 40 people to try to update this site. Yes. So I think a lot of further along business owners find themselves in a place where they're like, do I redo my website? Do I throw this whole thing out? It can be such a headache.
Yeah. And I think when you said WordPress, you kind of like you hit the nail on the head, because that's the same with this client that we were like, man, he's so cool. Like he needs a whole team. And actually my old website is also custom coded. And so I'm like, oh, I can't just fix it myself. I need to like find my old computer science tutor who I paid to custom code me a simple home page in order to change it. And yeah, if you have been in the online business game for a while, you might have a WordPress site that you paid someone a pretty penny to create. And then you kind of like Frankenstein new things to put it together, right? And I think that's what Elisa meant by like the index. The site index needed an index. Like you need a legend to kind of figure it out. And this is like for that business owner who's got tons of offers, different like different offers for people at different levels. Maybe you have like an amazing array, like a library of SEO optimized blogs, which is great, but can be complicated. And what the problem is with this is that when people land on your site, it's really hard to direct them in the places they're supposed to go. So yeah, we're gonna teach you how to do that. But that's something to think about if you're like, oh yeah, I created my site 5 to 10 years ago and I just keep on adding more landing pages all of the time and my offers have changed. And this also leads into the next type of website you might hate that I want to speak about, which is like probably you've evolved and your website doesn't feel like you anymore. And that is the truth with one of our website clients, Jenny Glick. You know, when she found us, she was just like, it's not as, you know, professional as I am. It's not as beautiful as I want to express. It doesn't feel like me. And I don't want to sell all those things anymore. I want to, my avatar is evolving and I'm evolving. Do you have anything else you want to say about that one, Elisa?
Yeah. I mean, that's my website too, in a lot of ways. And it's clear, like you can create a website that is the best version of what you're offering right now. And then I think a lot of business owners find themselves, they're doing the work in their business and they're taking, and this is going to lead into another avatar too, another sort of website struggle, but it's like, you're taking the work when it comes and your work is changing because you are in the process and you're getting better and you're becoming more of an expert. And then you kind of turn around and you look back at your website and you're like, this is no longer kind of relevant, or it's positioning. I think positioning is a big thing. It's positioning me in a way that is no longer like where I want to focus my work. Like for instance, with us, we've built out the holistic business method since then. There's a lot of IP actually that I and Dawn and I have generated since the creation of my site. And now it's just no longer sending people. It's no longer really in the right place, but it was designed so beautifully. I love the branding. And so there's that sort of, I think a lot of people also might feel like they like their site or they like the branding or they invested in it in the past, but they can't change it themselves or going about, you mentioned the custom coding piece, but, or like going about like what to keep and what to throw out. We're going to make like some house metaphors for this website as we go, but I do think there's sort of like a Marie Kondo-esque aspect of like a lot of business owners are like, what is still me? What is not me? And this also brings us into business owners who might be like running by referrals. So like, which a lot of like Dawn and I were and started out as copywriters. We still are copywriters, but the types of offers that we have also evolved. When you're a service provider who's really good at what you do, you can get to a certain place where you are just booking through referrals and through word of mouth. And I think a lot of us enjoy being the under the radar expert when we start out. And then you get to a point where you realize your lack of website or lack of enough of a website becomes a bottleneck for your growth. So you're not able to then call in the next level of clients because you are actually, and I think this speaks to both of those situations, you're operating at another level and your online presence needs to reflect your new level of expertise and how you hold space for people because you do amazing things and you need a website that reflects that. I'm already pumping them up, Dawn.
As you do. Thank you. And I actually think that leads into this next one, which is the reason I think I didn't have a website for a long time. And oh, by the way, I love the All Connected site. We need to update it, but we wouldn't have the business that we have today if we didn't have that beautiful site. So shout out to Emily who helped us on it and Francine who designed it. But another reason I never had a website as a copywriter is because I knew how much work went into writing a good website. And I was, you know, I'm a copywriting expert. So I didn't want to have a website that wasn't like perfect conversion copy, expertly written. And I think for a lot of us, this is it. It's like this perfectionism thing. Even if you don't identify as a perfectionist, if you're a copywriter or a designer, you're like, oh my God, my website has to be exactly perfect. And then it's the same probably for any level of coach or entrepreneur where like, yeah, you want your website to be so, so good that it actually never gets created. And, you know, I have this on Instagram too. Like, I should be creating content and I don't. And I think like probably a lot of you like feel that where it's like, oh, Lisa just posted a reel today about like, it was like point of view, like, you wish you were dressed well enough to record a reel or whatever, right? It's like, oh, I need to have my hair perfect and I shouldn't have a pimple. And I want to like, oh, no, there's like I paused and I wish I hadn't and maybe I need some B-roll in it. So that's about content. But it's the same thing for a website, except for compounded, I feel like. So this isn't necessarily people with websites who need new ones. But it's like if you are out there and you're doing the thing, and you don't know how to create a website that will actually speak to the level of expertise that you have. And then especially for us copywriters, I know so many copywriters who are like, ah, I'm just like, just put it up there. It's just so much better for it to exist. Yeah. So I think that's definitely one of them. And I agree with the referrals. So many of us who are service providers, we get so many great referrals and it's fine and we're great. And then the referrals dry up and it's like, shit. Like what? And, you know, this actually brings me to another one. I'm not in the right order anymore, but it's like maybe you're not sure what your customer journey is. And so if your customer journey is just referrals, you probably just need an email. But if you're actually out there trying to attract more clients and customers by putting content on the internet, it's really hard to know like, okay, well, when I create whatever content I'm making or however people find me, then what? Where do they go? And yeah, and like, where should they go is the other question. So trying to figure out what the appropriate customer journey is can be really stressful and hard and like maybe cause like a little freeze response in the nervous system.
Yeah, totally. Because a website will like, especially if you do things that, let's say, are kind of bespoke for people, like a lot of our projects are bespoke and they're a little bit different. So do we want to put, you know, what's the menu supposed to be on the site? And I think people get slowed down or stopped because we get in our heads about a lot of these different questions. And I remember when I was a copywriter and I created my first version of my site, I would go on there on Squarespace and I would like change one line at a time and change it and be confused. Because also at the time I wasn't a web copywriter and I was like, what is it supposed to be? It must be this perfect thing and all the stuff. So anyway, there's like so much perfectionism that can stop people, as you said, Dawn. There's that like, what do I really want to offer to the world? And it forces you to create a customer journey in many ways and clarify that. And there's also this like, I think a lot of people, this is another one, but a lot of people who are in the wellness space or healing practitioners, we like want our site to sort of be a vibe, but like there's a lot of, you know, I think someone made a joke, you go on like a website for some like really mystical healing practitioner and you just literally can't book a session because you're like, well, what, like it needs to be like this very like mystical in the ether, but actually that business owner is missing out on creating like a clear, polished, professional customer experience, unless that is just fully their vibe and they're so like anti-establishment, that's them. But that gets us once again to where the referral thing can become a bottleneck to more work or to scaling.
Yeah. And I think also like, you know, not feeling clear on your brand and not knowing how to design something beautiful, that can like stop a lot of us. Cause you know, we all have personal style, but like how to take that personal style and turn it into a personal brand and then like have it actually express your essence online, that can be a lot. So if that's you, if you're like, oh, I don't know which colors and I don't know which fonts and like even bigger, like I don't know, you know, my mission and my vision, I have ideas, but I haven't really gone deep on it. That is like a big part of what we do in our website process is we start with the branding. And yeah, I just want you to understand that it's okay if it feels like you have to have all of that sort of like figured out. You don't. And actually in the Easy AF website workshop, our favorite brand designer, Francine, is going to have like some like MVP videos of like how to choose colors that go well together and how to choose fonts that go well together. So it's not like, you know, hiring someone to do your branding for you, but it is, there's my puppy, but it is a way for you to just get clear on the decisions that you need to make in order to move forward. And actually in that workshop, that is a lot of what we're doing is like helping people get clear, like also giving them templates, but helping people get clear on like exactly what decision you need to make for each page in order to create your like MVP page that then you know how to evolve. And that's like, yeah, that's, I think that's an important part of it. I actually got started in coaching and business coaching as a quiz coach, working with Interact, the software company. And the first thing I noticed was that everybody was stuck because they thought it needed to be perfect and that it couldn't evolve. So full permission to know your brand is going to evolve. Your colors are going to change. The fonts you like are going to change. And you can make good decisions right now so that the vibe, as Elisa said, that you're creating attracts in the right people, and it doesn't have to like have you be stopped and frozen. So much, I feel like so much of trying to put ourselves out there is like nervous system BS. So yeah, just putting that there.
The last thing I'll add to this validation of why people might not be feeling so hot about their websites too is like, we've talked to people that know branding, that brand like amazing wellness brands with huge followings and all the things, and the visual aspect, like the aesthetics. And you can have a really beautiful site and it might simply not convert. There might be a problem with the messaging. So I think websites and marketing can be challenging because they're not just the vibe, right? There's also the messaging and the strategy. And that's, I will say, one of the places and one of the reasons All Connected Agency exists, because we have a background in conversion copywriting, which involves depth and depth and depth of customer research, which made us natural brand strategists, because it's very similar, that sort of crossover of skills between copywriting and conversion copywriting, especially, which a quick primer on that was coined by Joanna Wiebe, founder of Copy Hackers. She is amazing. And it means you write copy close to the sale or the yes, where people are going to convert. So websites are part of can be conversion optimized. And when we work on websites or the way we're going to be talking to you guys about websites is with that in mind, plus the vibe and the visual and the essence and the aesthetic. And when we created All Connected Agency with Francine, like Francine really shared this knowledge of sales focused design. And so that's like this beautiful marriage of like people and sales focused design and copy and messaging. And spoiler alert, that is where a lot of the website magic that we're about to share comes from.
Yeah. And just to plug Francine again, the reason she can really call herself a sales focused designer, one of many reasons, is like she's also like a copy school student. So she actually like studies conversion copy as well. I don't think she sells conversion copy, but if you are looking for an excellent web designer, yeah, we wholeheartedly recommend Francine. Francine, if you're listening, we love you. And we actually have her as a consultant still for the agency. She looks at all of our projects. Because we're so lucky. Okay. And then I guess the most important thing and why you want your website, what you want your website to do, excuse me, is like you want it to express your unique essence in the world, right? You want it to like be the sparkly magic that pulls people in and gets them so excited to work for you. And Elisa has this beautiful analogy. I'm going to let her take over here.
Sure. I've been really obsessed with the word hearth lately, like that. And it's, you know, it's winter as we record this, but that warm hearth space, that home, the heart, right? And I really think that I said, if your home is where your heart is, your homepage is where the hearth is. It's literally like the beating heart of your business. And this is owned real estate, right? So the metaphor we're making is that your website is really like your house, your foundational structure on the internet. And there's such an opportunity there. Like we talk about like your dream home to create a dream site that really expresses your uniqueness, your authenticity, and your essence. I believe I got this phrase from Wynn Hanman, who is one of the greatest acting teachers of all time, who I had the privilege of studying with in New York. And he said, it needs to emanate from your essence, like a character or a role. And I really like that idea for websites too, that they can emanate like from your cells, your essence, your heart, the imprint of light of and love that you are, if we want to get more ethereal about it, outward to the ether. And it's also, just to dial that down a little bit, it's also owned real estate on the internet. It's a space that's yours. You know, we're on social, we're on all these other platforms and channels. But when somebody joins you on your website, they're like literally crossing into the threshold of your owned corner of the internet world. And there's something really special about that. And you have a unique opportunity to continue this house metaphor, to put your best foot forward and invite them in like the most amazing, gracious host of all time in a way that is unique to your own hosting style.
I love it. And like, this is a website episode, but we are also wholeheartedly on the side of like, you know, email marketing. So both your website and your email list, like those are things that you own that can be your home. And you know, your website is most likely the place where you are like, you know, giving a little pop-up or hosting your lead magnets. And it's how you get people onto your web or onto your email list. And that just creates a lot more autonomy, in my opinion, than social. And I still think we need to create content, put ourselves out there. Yada, yada. I'm dealing with that. Okay. I'm trying. But also, yeah, having a place that feels like your own, that feels really good, that you can get behind. That's what we're looking for. And that's how what we want to help people create on the internet. And, you know, to go back into the home metaphor is like, you're not going to have a home that's designed just like you if you're not clear on who you are and what you're into. And, you know, if you're here on YouTube, you can see I've got like books behind me. I've got like an altar. I have my harmonium. You can't see my mushroom pictures because they're in front of me. But like I have been collecting things that are like funny cottagecore before cottagecore was a thing that felt just like me. And this is a side note, but I remember I went to a thrift store once and it was like some wonderful old lady who had been decorating her house from stuff from the 60s and 70s. She had, I'm not going to say she passed. She had just moved into a nursing home and her, like, this thrift store was filled with things that like I just felt they were me, right? It was like the Mikasa plates, which I love this like, you know, Japanese hand painted. There's like, you know, I have like wooden mushroom things, all of my books, cozy blankets, my actual hearth. We just posted like a, you know, a little reel of my like actual wood stove. And like, I know what I like. My partner knows what I like. People know who I am in terms of my home and the colors. And they would like totally be able to be at a thrift store or maybe somewhere fancy and be like, Dawn would love this, right? And you probably know what you like too, but it's hard sometimes to know what your like authentic essence is and then translate that to your website. So we thought today we would give you homework. That's right, podcasting homework. And yeah, in order, in our opinion, before I think next week we'll probably do unique value proposition and the week after that customer journey. But like before you know what your unique value proposition is or what the customer journey is, you really need to take inventory on really what you want to offer people, what lights you up, who you are, and what like what part of your heart you are trying to share in service on the internet. So we have like, yeah, we have some homework. So Lisa, do you want to, there's only like three or four things you have to do, get to do for homework. Lisa, do you want to play into it?
Sure. Sounds great. So your homework or home play is get clear on what makes you uniquely you. I know that sounds kind of like a tall order, but let's break it down a little bit. So first off, take an inventory of what you really want to offer your people. What aspects of how you serve most light you up, and highlight and underline, get a journal for this, but highlight and underline and circle those, because what if your business and your site were really built around the things that you most adore about how you're showing up? From there, you can go and ask your friends or top clients who've become friends or the people in your corner in your business what qualities about you are most impactful in their lives and businesses and what they really think your magic is. Another one is to make a list of your absolute dream client and their ideal clients. And don't get too heady about this. It doesn't have to be specific brands or something, unless that's your thing and you're like, I really want this person to be my client. And then from there, if you have that person, break that into qualities. Maybe it's, Dawn and I like to use this one from Lacey Phillips's To Be Magnetic, but they're an expander for us, or they're someone who like really elevates us or makes us feel excited to go to work today, or they're like nourishing and nurturing to the nervous system. Get really specific about like the things that you've most loved about your ideal people. And then the next part of this homework is before you go to bed one night, or maybe multiple nights if you're really into this, list the parts of your day you love the most, where you felt the most lit up, and anything else that you want to reflect on, the places in your life where you feel most authentically you.
And then, yes, this is a home for your business online, but I mean, if you're listening to this podcast, you are probably like a multi-hyphenate, passionate individual who is working on turning, like having their business, you know, be in service and also be a place of stewardship and to come from spirit, right? So it doesn't have to be like, oh, I really liked it on the Zoom call, but I didn't like it when I was doing the work. I don't know. That's a silly example. I find Zoom calls easy and sometimes I struggle. So when I'm like actually trying to implement. So for me, I mean, yes, it might be about that, but it also might be like, oh man, the best part of my day was walking in the woods and seeing all the little mushrooms pop up, or being with my family. And like, I don't know, Elisa got her son Theo a really cute new fleece recently, and like maybe just snuggling with him in his fleece is it. These are things that, you know, like you could take with you into your website. Like I could have mushrooms, or like Shanti, who's been on the podcast and is both an expander and a great friend of ours. Like her website and her brand is really around gardening and foraging. And, you know, her membership is called Fertile Ground. And, you know, so what I'm trying to say here is like, that's because it's her. That's like what she's into. Her brand is based around her. So don't make it only about I didn't like being in the spreadsheet, but I enjoyed when I was connecting with a friend on coffee break or something. Actually think about the things that really, really like light you up in your life. And yeah, the other thing I would say is that we talk about this all the time, but we do the To Be Magnetic work with Lacey Phillips. And I don't know, I think this podcast is probably going to come out end of December, beginning of January. So probably Authenticity Challenge, they're like their winter challenge. That's probably still going on. But even if it's not, we find that the way that the workshops in To Be Magnetic lead you into realizing what your authentic code is to be really helpful. So, you know, it's an affiliate link and it'll be in the show notes, but this is like a $20 a month membership. And I've been doing it for almost six years now. And Elisa's been doing it for a couple now too. And it's like, we have so much fun just playing into our authentic code using the prompts that they give us, but we're not going to give them to you because that's theirs. Other things you could do is like, are you into gene keys or human design, astrology? Our friend Kara, who you can listen to an episode with her, she has a manifestation blueprint. You can look into all these woo things and see how they light you up. Maybe before we go, Elisa, you can talk about the process that you just went on to figure out your authentic code this year.
Yes, this was inspired by To Be Magnetic, and also in Madeline Moon's Container Body of Art has been really awesome. And for me, something that really unlocked about just my content and personal branding generally is that like, art and creativity are really, really important to me, and starting to like own that more, because I think for a while it was like, well, there's your artist self and then there's your business self. And to just be like, you know what, I'm just going to put myself out there in a way that is a little like unique and strange and lean into my weird a bit. And Diane, our friend, and like, she's amazing. She does Venusian teachings. And she was like, we're moving. Pluto just moved into Aquarius to speak about astrology. And this is like the time to let your freak flag fly or be authentically you. So I'll just say that like from the field, everybody in the last month has just been like talking about like dialing down your unique essence, from the Authenticity Challenge to Madeline Moon's Container to Diane. And so I went on this process where I like took my gene keys and my human design and my manifestation blueprint from Kara and things that Diane told me about my astrology and the best Vedic astrology reading I ever had. And I looked for the clues. I did like a breadcrumb hunting, and it was so illuminating because it made me so much more feel, one, really validated. And it felt so sweet to also to ask for feedback from amazing people in my life. Like, can you tell me like qualities about me as like, at, not just as a human, but like in my workspace that you'd like to see me bring out more? And side note, everybody said that they wanted more of my tune-ins and like spiritual practice and process, which has been something that I'm like, I don't know if people really want this, etc. So that was validated and very like freeing for me to be more myself and put something that's very personal to me out into the world more. So I made this Google Doc, like very like conversion copywriter, process oriented lady, writer lady. And I just like looked for the threads and pulled them and put them in all these categories. There's an awesome exercise in the Authenticity Challenge, like that kind of encourages this, but I went like really far. And then it allowed me to be super specific. And I'll just say like one of the pieces, it was like, I'm not just into spirituality, but like, there's an aspect of service and stewardship, which is me. I've been told this in so many places, and I know it's true for me now too, because I feel like I embody it, but it's like being a guide for others with a light touch, like being able to hold space for deep transformation, but to like bring in the lightness too. So now I'm doing like comedy videos and joking about like things that we might feel really insecure about, but that sort of marriage of the two. And then I could see, oh, this comes out in my writing, this comes out like in consulting and coaching. And that specificity, I don't think I would have gotten if I hadn't like done a deep inventory. So thank you for the space to share, Dawn. And I really encourage anyone who's interested in kind of this play to go into it and welcome your like the edgiest parts of you into your brand space and how you want to show up online, because you will feel so much more free as a result. And maybe, just maybe, you will have a website you love too, because you'll be like truly emanating from your essence.
Yay. So that's your home play. Just figure out exactly who you are. No, just half joking. MVP who you are, you know, what do you need to sort of sort out to make the decisions to figure out how to either update your website so that you love it, because it sucks how many business owners we speak to are like, I don't love it. Or it's just not working, right? It's just not taking people from like hearing about you to wanting to work with you. And if you so desire, or you want someone to chat about with this, we are launching a free community. So the link will be in there. Softpreneur on Telegram, link is in the show notes. And that is a place where we would love to hear like, well, why do you hate your website? Maybe that, but more so like what would make you feel so darn good about your website? And if you do your homework, like what did you discover about who you are, like really authentically, what your essence is, so that you can, you know, learn how to, as we said in the intro, express it louder and prouder for more possibility and profitability on the internet. So yeah, thanks so much for listening. Definitely come join the community. And we're also running a workshop on January 16th. We'll leave it in the show notes as well. That's totally free. There'll be laser coaching as well as like even more in-depth teaching about websites on that day. So look forward to hopefully meeting you and hearing how all of this landed. And just know that if you don't love your website as much as you wish you did, you are not alone. Business owners all over from every level of business need help.
But we got you.
Thank you so much for tuning in to this episode of the Softpreneur Podcast. If it resonated with your ethos and your soul, we would be so grateful to you if you leave a review wherever you listen to your podcast.
This helps us grow so much, and it also helps more visionary business owners find the show so they can make their dream life their real life. So many blessings and love.